saying all the things that would get you fired. That's why you listen. Here's Gruber.
So messed up.
Again, I don't think the IRS can turn over tax returns of American citizens just because somebody else demands to see it, unless there's an underlying crime, or you can say that we're investigating for this reason. I don't even know that Congress has that power, though they're trying to exercise it. Why? Because the Mueller report came up snake eyes. They've got nothing there, so the Democrats have to find something to hang their hat on. So now they're coming after Donald Trump's tax returns from 2013 through 2018, long before he's even a candidate for president. John Labudier, former U.S. Congressman, Republican member of the United States House of Representatives from New York, joining us here. John, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. So help me out. What are the legalities here? Can you just go demand the Internal Revenue Service turn over the tax returns of an American citizen without evidence of an underlying crime?
Actually, as I understand it, the answer is yes. That the two chairmen, this is in legislation going back to 1924. It's been on the books for 80 years, that the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee and the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee have the power to request the tax returns of any American citizen from the IRS. So that's what the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee has exercised and asked for, I believe, returns from 10, what is it, entities of Donald Trump.
It's a bunch.
We'll
I don't know how
they'll
many
fight
it is.
They'll undoubtedly fight it. I don't believe it's ever been exercised before, but they're going to fight it. It'll, like everything else, it'll probably go to court and be settled over time. It'll take a while.
But clearly this is a political move. This has nothing to do with, you know, the, what they are saying here. Well, we need to make sure that the nation is running properly and blah, blah, blah. It's all garbage. It's because they came up snake eyes on the Mueller report. They don't have anything else to go after. So they figure if they can get his tax returns, they can find some sort of, well, they can paint it in a bad light, which is, it doesn't matter what's in there. They will paint it in a bad light.
Correct? Well, that's true. I mean, anything Congress does is political.
Correct.
So, yeah, it is political. And Donald Trump, when he announced and said, I'll eventually release my taxes, and he didn't, and it hasn't. That's also political.
Because yes.
He's made a calculation, so far proven to be completely correct, by the way, that he would suffer less harm by not releasing them than by releasing them and having people pick over them and say what's ever in there, because we don't know what's in there.
Right.
So, yeah, it's everything's political that way. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to rifle through everything because, I mean, let's be honest. If somebody's making $10 million a year or 20 or 50 or more, you rifle through that, you can make that look bad. You can adjust the statistics, move the numbers around, make all sorts of claims. And, you know, as the person with the tax return, all you can do is respond. You're not on offense. You're on defense the whole time on your heels. So that's the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And by the way, Bernie Sanders is oddly not releasing his tax returns. And that will soon be a political issue in the Democratic race where the other Democrats will start picking on him about it. And let's have your listeners understand one thing. Under the law of federal campaign law, a candidate for president or Congress does not have to release his or her taxes.
That's right.
You do. Yeah, you do have to fill out the financial disclosure form, which Trump has done every year, and it lists off how gross ranges of income and blah, blah. But you don't have to make your taxes public. It's a tradition to do it. The last president who didn't do it, I believe, was President Nixon.
Right, so
but
he didn't do it.
You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it.
And I don't know what Kennedy did, and I don't know what people did previously. Dan Kildee, congressman from Michigan, says the president is the only person who can sign bills into law, and the public deserves to know whether the president's personal financial interests affect his public decision-making. That in of itself doesn't sound unreasonable, but we know the real effort here is to try to find a way to undermine this president, because right now the Democrats know that despite his approval ratings being what they are, and which is somewhat underwater, Donald Trump right now is the odds-on favorite to be reelected. They know that. Because you look at this field of Democrats, there's not a standout in that field that they feel confident is going to run away and win this election, certainly not with Joe Biden's problems. Bernie Sanders is a socialist, and he's got his own problems to deal with. Beto O'Rourke is Well, he's like the court jester, frankly, and he's, you know, these people don't have the wherewithal to take on Donald Trump. They have to find something, don't they?
Well, I certainly they want to find something, obviously, and we knew on November 6th at midnight that the Democrats had taken over the House of Representatives and that this is what was going to follow. And it's normal. It's the same thing in the other direction when in 94, when we Republicans won the House and Senate and started going after Bill Clinton. I mean, it's just the way our system works. So it's nothing new. As for next year, we can't predict yet what's going to happen. You can look at these 25 or 55 Democratic candidates. I saw four more candidates today on the early morning news that might get in.
Correct.
It's just every day more of them want to get in. And why are they doing that?
Why
well,
not?
Why not?
Horse race.
Yeah. And they may get another gig out of it. But also, they view Trump as extraordinarily vulnerable next year. I mean, you take your state. He's way underwater in Michigan and in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's what they said in 2016, too. You know? Yeah, that's what they said in 2016. It's meaningless. It's meaningless. Well, the fact of the matter is, Donald Trump has not lost any of his support. I can tell you this. Donald Trump has lost none of his support in Michigan, none. In fact, he's probably gained some because of the economy and union shops and so forth. He's stronger today than he was in 2016. I know that's true in Michigan. I know it's true in the Rust Belt. So,
the reason he won Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania was he got his support, no doubt. But the Democrats didn't come out and vote. The Hillary Clinton was a depressant on that vote, especially in the African-American community and the young voter.
And there's some truth to that. But Donald Trump also earned the vote of union workers that
he
would
did.
Traditionally
no,
be
a
Democrat, and it's
that.
Stronger now.
I'm
Anyhow.
Just saying the equation that the Democrats, I believe, see is they can't take away any Trump voters away from Trump.
That's right. I got to leave it right there. I got to leave it there. We'll see what the tax returns say. John, always a pleasure. Good to have
Thanks
you
thanks
here.
Thanks for having me.
Got to run. John Labudier. Back in a moment.